Listen to this tweet from Penny Oleksiak. I just Googled Canada's most decorated Olympian and my name came up. I want to thank that teacher in high school who told me to stop swimming and focus on school because swimming would not get me anywhere. This is what dreams are made of. This is what she tweeted. She later went on to say, most of my teachers saw the vision that I had and pushed me on toward it. But that one teacher who constantly dragged me down, though, he was the worst of all time. Penny Oleksiak was part of Canada's team that won the silver medal in the women's 4x100-meter freestyle relay and a bronze medal in the 4x100-meter medley. She also picked up a bronze medal in the women's 200-meter freestyle. She won a gold personally in the 100-meter freestyle, a silver in the 100-meter butterfly, and bronze medals in the 4x100-meter freestyle and the 4x200-meter freestyle. Hello and welcome to Monday Morning Mindset. This is an Olympic week, and I know this is stories about Summer Olympics, but I thought it was appropriate. Think about that. My teacher says, stop swimming. It's not going to get you anywhere. And she went on to win multiple medals, becoming Canada's most decorated Olympian. This is the Monday Morning Mindset. I'm Eric Dieter. I'm your host. I'm an ultramarathon runner, a mindset coach, and this Monday Morning Mindset is where I talk about ideas and tools to help you develop a strong mindset. It is the mindset that all of us have determines the success we have in life. And developing a strong mindset is a skill that you can learn. Now, what is a mindset? You know, we talk about this, and we throw that around like everybody knows what we're talking about. The way I define mindset, now it may not be the way other people, they may disagree with me, but I think your mindset is the story that you tell yourself about yourself. It is that inner voice that talks to you and tells you who you are. And the reason we call it a mindset is you can decide what story to tell yourself. Most of the time, the story that we tell ourselves comes from what I call people who matter. PWM, I don't know if that's even something I should abbreviate. People who matter in your life, in childhood and in your teenage years. Usually this comes from your family and your teachers, to a lesser extent from your friends. These people, as you're growing up, tell you who they think you are. And, you know, you interact with that, there's some give and take, but usually the stories that come from the people who matter about who you are is kind of what your mindset is. And usually what happens, if you have good parents, good teachers, you know, all of the advantages, you still will end up with some people who matter who use negative words. And end up, like mental prison walls and mindset prison walls that we call these things limiting beliefs. And usually those limiting beliefs are adopted without any kind of, no kind of logic to counter whether it's true or not. These people tell you things and you just automatically, because of who they are, you assume it to be true. We all have those limiting beliefs. We all have those things that come from, and we've adopted the stories. And the thing about limiting beliefs is the people who matter tell you these things about yourself, and then you end up saying the same thing to yourself over and over. There's a commercial talking about people becoming their parents. I don't know that you could go to a seminar or a coach to help you not become your parents, because most of us end up kind of adopting, and the older you get, you'll find out, you start doing things, you go, oh my goodness, that's just like my mom did, or that's just like my dad did. I do it. That's the way those beliefs, those things, the people who matter and the things that people tell you end up kind of getting ingrained in us. If it's helpful and pushes you toward what you want to do, that's great. If it's something that holds you back, that's a limiting belief. In the last podcast, I had episode 84 with Susan Donnelly. Her coach told her, "Don't even try to get on the college track team." Now, that's what she remembers hearing. There probably was more to it than that. He could have had his reasons. You're not good enough. The things that he said to her, but the things that she remembers hearing from her high school track coach is, "Don't even try to get on the college track team." And so she didn't. And she quit running. And it wasn't until after college that she started running again. And now, we talked about this in her podcast, she has over 100-mile races that she has finished. And she still is a very, very competitive, very good runner. That track, I mean, she may not have made it in track. You know, maybe her coach saw something in her. But to kill those dreams right out of the gate and say, don't even try. You know, trying and failing is part of life, and that's nobody should say don't try. But there, you know, there's some people like Penny who she has developed this "I'll show you" attitude. The teacher who said, you know, you shouldn't be swimming because, you know, you're never going to go anywhere in life with that. You know, her tweet says it all. You know, thank you very much. I'm the most decorated Olympic athlete in Canadian history, or at least at that time. And I'm going to guess in Penny's case that, you know, you don't get into the Olympics without parents who are supportive and cheering her on. I mean, there's a lot of work to get to that level. And she said her other teachers were encouraging too. There's only one teacher trying to kill her dreams. So that probably helped. But she, you know, she had that attitude about that teacher. I'm going to show you. I'm going to do it anyway. Now, you know, we're talking about limiting beliefs and mindset, and how do you get that? You may not have had Olympic sized dreams, but I'm going to guess, you know, now that we're talking about this subject, you brought it up about people who matter and the things that have been said to you about who you are and what you're able to do, and, you know, your strengths, and, you know, probably you've had plenty of people in your life who have been willing to point out weaknesses and things you're not good at. You can probably point out people in your life that you can identify as dream killers, whether they're teachers, coaches, friends, family. Family sometimes is the hardest. You know, they say words like, you know, be sensible. Think about your future. Don't set yourself up for failure. That's too risky. And then, you know, high school guidance counselors, oh, just wait till you're retired. Don't go off chasing these dreams right out of high school. Go get a good job, make a lot of money, then retire. Then you can go do whatever you want. And if you have dreams of Olympics, you can't really enter in the Olympics and get started at age 45 or 50 or 60 or whenever it is you decide you want to retire. But even, you know, even as adults, I mean, you get into adulthood and you're going through your life. There are plenty of people who are willing to tell you things that you can't do and things you're not good at. I was talking to a woman recently, and she was trying to start doing freelance work. And her husband said, honey, you know, you have good people skills, but you just don't have a good head for business. You know that. I don't, and she, that was one of those things that she was still kind of carrying around. I mean, that kind of relationship, husband and wife, should know you fairly well, and you know, have your spouse look at you and say, you know, you're not really good at that. Maybe you should think about something else. That's hard to get over that. It's hard to hard to kind of push through on that dream that you have if someone's telling you you're not really good enough at, you know, to get the full thing done. And, you know, if you're keeping score, the dream killers out there usually outnumber the dream builders. There are not too many people in your life who will look at your ideas and say, sure, go for it. You know, give it a try. You know, what's the worst that can happen? Most of the time, the dream killers are out there saying, well, why would you do something like that? And, you know, who do you think you are? There's a lot of attitudes that you get that are going to hold you back if you decide you want to do something. And there's a lot of reasons for this, but in general, the people that you know the best will be the ones who will be give you the most resistance and try to hold you back when you decide you want to change your life. I don't know why this is. Well, I do know, but I can't really, don't really have time to go into all of that. Just trust me in this. You decide you want to change. You decide you want to become somebody different, improve your life, go off and do something epic. If you decide you've held onto that dream long enough and it's time I get started on doing this thing that has just been burning inside of me, I'm going to go after this. if you make that statement out loud to the wrong people, they're going to tell you, well, why would you think so? Why would you do something because it's so stupid? Why would you screw up your life? The people who are closest to you will oftentimes be the ones who are going to resist you trying to become who you want to be. And, you know, so you have to develop a strong mindset before you decide you're going to do something like this. If you want to do something epic with your life, you have to get a strong mindset first. And your mindset that you develop has to be able to overcome the resistance of your limiting beliefs from all those people and teachers in your past who said, yeah, just be sensible. You know, you're not really good at that. You're not cut out. Just do the smart, sensible thing and don't do anything too risky. You have to overcome those limiting beliefs that were laid down in your when you were young. And you have to overcome the resistance from the people in your life who feel uncomfortable when you decide you want to become somebody new, and they're afraid that, you know, they're not going to recognize you if you change. They want to keep you the same because they just have you, you know, they don't want to have to develop a new kind of identity, a new outlook for you. So they try to keep you keep you the same. So in general, the way you overcome the way you develop this mindset in general, you have to say, who I decide to be and what I believe about myself trumps every other opinion. Your opinion has to matter more than anybody else's. That in the case of who you are and who you want to be and what you want to do. That's the general mindset you have to have. The story that you tell yourself has to be stronger than anything else that you hear from anybody else. And when you hear stories from other people who don't line up with who you decide you want to be and where you're going, you just have to kind of dismiss it. And it was like, no, you know, that's not me. They're talking about, you know, that's just, you know, maybe that's who I used to be, but that's not who I want to be. Now I want to give you two suggestions. If you do this, if you decide that you want to be somebody and you want to set your own course and develop a strong mindset and do something epic with your life. And even if doing something epic, just being the greatest dad out there or the greatest mom out there, or you don't have to go off and do extreme sports or run ultra marathons. I mean, that's what I like to do. But your epic thing maybe your epic thing is your own. This is talking about becoming the best version of yourself that you can be, and overcoming those limiting beliefs and getting a strong mindset. So two things that I want to give you. First of all, find somebody who supports you and that you can trust to be truthful with you in this whole process so that you don't end up being an arrogant asshole. Yes, that's a danger. If you decide, if you're just on your own out there and decide, I decide my life and I can decide, I can be whoever I want to be, you can end up really being somebody that nobody really wants to be around. That's you know, probably not. I know you're a good person, but still, I mean, there could be those rough edges that really you want to avoid. So don't end up being an arrogant asshole. Find somebody who will speak the truth to you, but still supports you and is pushing you forward to be your best person, the best person you can be. Second, find a group of people who are going after similar goals as what you are. And you know, that group support of people who are chasing after trying to be the best that they can be can encourage you to be the best person you can be. Now, you know, sometimes, you know, group dynamics are really strange. So, you know, if the group does not both challenge you and encourage you, keep looking for another group. Because I know a lot of times groups of people, you end up in a group of, you know, a whole bunch of arrogant assholes, and you don't want to be that. So, you know, find a group of people who will both challenge you and encourage you. Also, and find a coach. That's what I do. I'm a mindset coach. I encourage people and help people to develop a strong mindset. Tell yourself to learn how to tell yourself a story so that you can be the best version of you that you can be. And in general, and there are other coaches out there who can help you with that as well. Susan Donnelly, who I just had on my last podcast, she is a coach. There are a lot of coaches out there who do this, and you can do it on your own. You can get it done on your own, but it takes a lot longer. Find a coach who can help you. If I can help you, message me here at the podcast, ultramindsetpodcast.run, and or you can message me through Instagram at Eric Dieter. And I'd be glad to help and see if I can help you get started to become the person that you want to be, develop that mindset so that those voices from your past telling you, you know, you're not quite, you know, you should just do the sensible thing, that we can help you get past those limiting beliefs. Give me a buzz, call me. I offer a free 25-minute reset call to help you get started. Do that for free, and give me a call. I'd be glad to help. Thanks. See you next time.